quick introduction about the band. According to their Facebook, they're known for unleashing electrifying anthems that turn sheep into wolves, which sounds pretty awesome. Their latest album is Burn, and it's out right now, and they'll be playing at the ESPY this Friday night. They are the Vendettas, and joining us in the studio are Jared and Alex. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Now, where does the name Vendettas come from, and why did you choose it for your band?
Well, it's actually not that old. We did go under another guy's that I won't mention the name of anymore because it's dead, but we decided to change the name, and it did take a long time and a lot of elimination, but we settled on that one, and it was not for any particular reason other than we liked it.
So it doesn't come from a movie or a book or an album or anything cool. It was just kind of plucked out of the universe and...
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Just...
That is a very cool story. Well done.
Glad someone likes it.
For people who are unfamiliar with the Vendettas, how would you define yourselves in your music?
I'd have to say we're a mix between Swedish and Aussie rock and roll. That's what we've been saying lately, I reckon.
Now, how exactly did you come up with such a bizarre mix? Because I must say, you don't look Swedish.
No, we're not Swedish.
Do we look Australian?
Yeah, you do. I mean, take that any way you will, whether that's a compliment or not. But just seriously, how did you get such a weird mix?
Well, really, there's actually... I mean, there's an era of music probably in the late 70s and early 90s where the Swedish bands and the Australian bands were actually doing very similar things. They were both doing a sort of rock and roll punk thing, and we sort of just draw a lot of our influences from them.
So who are the better rockers, the Aussies or the Swedish? Which one do you take the most stylistic?
That's a really hard question.
The Aussies are more ballsy, you know, like you got AC/DC and Radio Birdman and those sort of guys. They sort of play a bit more tougher, a bit more harder guitars, and then the Swedish just are a little bit more stylish, I suppose. That'd be the best way I'd throw it down.
And the lyrics are way more cheesy.
I must admit the lyrics are kind of cheesy. Now, we mentioned your album earlier, Burn. It was released in August last year. How accurately does it capture the Vendettas' sound, that crazy Aussie-Swedish mix?
Oh, pretty accurately, I think.
Yeah, it's about as close as you would get to our live sound. I mean, we sort of squashed in 10 tracks in a week. It was pretty fast and furious, and we did as much as we can, and I was pretty happy with the way it turned out.
Now, how many of those Swedish cheesy lyrics made it onto this album? There must be some in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy.
Any you can think of off the top of your head or...
Champagne, cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, yep. Pretty ridiculous.
It's a night at Charlie Sheen's place and very cheesy.
So when can fans expect any new material to be released?
We're actually sliding it into the live set now. We've got about 4 tracks that we're playing now that aren't on the album. Once we sort of get through a few more gigs, we're going to probably take a bit more time out and try and write maybe 10 more and maybe select another 10, or I don't know. We don't really know. We're just going to write a few more and we'll take the best ones and throw another disc out.
Now, these 4 songs, these new songs, are they very different to the songs on Burn, or are they the same sort of mix of styles?
One of them's a little different, but yeah, the other ones, yeah, just a bit more rocky. Yeah, it probably will be a little different, but you'll easily tell it's us at the same time.
So what has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Oh, it's a pretty shady moment over the weekend in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, Snuzza drank a little too much rum and he was pretty hungover on Sunday.
Oh, is that all you got? There must be something better than that.
I mean, it's the same. I mean, every band gets it, you know. You're on stage and you're halfway through the second song and you break your string and then you fix your string and then the next song you kick out your lead and, you know, you just feel like a bit...
When your amp blows, that's the worst,
yeah.
I reckon. And that's happened maybe twice since we've been a band and that's just the worst.
From what you've described, I think you guys should stop shopping wherever you're shopping for all your equipment, because it seems like it's breaking fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It's just we don't have the techs yet, you know, on the sidelines.
Oh, there was the time that you smashed Steve in the mouth with your guitar. That was pretty good.
Oh, yep, sure.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's exactly what happened. There was blood. And, you know, yeah, it made the show better.
Five members on stage, we only, you know, and we're in a small space and Snuzza just swung his axe and crack.
That's true.
Did he deserve it? Secretly, deep down, was it intentional?
Nah, Stevie's a good dude. He's pretty good for a singer.
Ah, damn, we were hoping for some sort of infighting stories or something. You've talked about working on new material, but what else can we expect from the Vendettas in the years to come? What are you guys going to do to take over the world?
Oh,
I don't know about taking over the world, but we'll definitely like to release like records and just put a spot on the planet, I guess.
Where would you like to tour in the future? Where, like, what country would be the destination for you guys?
Spain, Japan,
Sweden.
Yeah, totally.
Sweden, of course.
Sweden would be lovely.
Anywhere that'll take us, I suppose. Yeah, but yeah, we'd really like to get outside of Australia one day, but we're having a good enough time.
Do you have any plans yet? Anything in the works, in the pipeline for an overseas tour? Or
we're slowly building connections, and that's just friends.
Yeah.
So it's no one special.
So you're just hitting up Facebook and going through the people you know,
Yeah, seeing where a bunch of five guys from Oz can crash.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Be a couch hop across Europe.
You'll be headlining at the SB Gershwin Room this Friday, the 10th of February. What would you say to people to get them to come and see the Vendettas perform live, other than there's a chance that an amp will blow up and someone will get their head kicked in by an axe?
Kicked in.
Thrown in.
Oh, we're filming it.
Oh, you're filming it?
Yeah, we're filming it, which will be cool. We're going to use the footage, maybe, if it's good enough for something.
We're going to have some lovely girls dancing on stage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bit of go-go.
Go-go,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What else? Oh, I don't know. We've just come back from a tour of Adelaide, so we're sounding pretty good at the moment, I reckon.
Yeah, that's the thing. The more we play, the better we are, like, you know, and that's going live. Like, practicing doesn't really do it, but playing in front of a crowd, definitely. We're getting really good.
So, this quote on your Facebook, I'll say it again, unleashing electrifying anthems that turn sheep into wolves. How real is that? How true is that?
I don't know. We haven't played too many sheep, so.
That's another place we got to go to, actually.
What?
NZ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I'm glad I wasn't the first one to say it, though. Guys, where can people get more information on the band, the music, and upcoming shows?
We got our website, which is thevendettas.com.au, or we've got the normal Facebook, MySpace, the Reverb Nation, all of that sort of stuff.
We're going to play a track from the album we mentioned. It's called Burn, and I got to say, it's got some really, really sexy album art. It's I didn't fully understand what it was at first, but you guys explained it to me. It's a city of amps getting nuked by what appears to be Satan's skull mixed with an atom bomb, and it's terrific. We're going to be listening to Bloodshot Morning in a second. What can you tell us about this song? What's it about?
It's all about a period of time where Steve just joined the band. And because we didn't really know each other that well, we just went out a heap, like, every other weekend, and didn't sort of really get home till about 5 or 6 o'clock every Saturday night, like the Sunday morning, and it was just how crap we used to feel the next day, so Bloodshot Morning.
So it's a hangover song, basically.
Pretty much. Yep. It's all about having a massive hangover.
Nice, very nice. Well, I'm imagining you guys will have a massive hangover on Saturday after your Friday gig at the ESPY. We'll be there to make sure you guys will convert us sheep into wolves, I suppose. Jared and Alex, thank you so much for being on the show, and we will be there to make sure you guys rock out.
Cheers, thanks for having us.
Thank you.